having conversations thinking it was muted.
Yeah, don't whisper into the recording.
I think we have, we definitely have a quorum. We do have our applicants on the line. I'm going to do just a roll call here just to see who we have from the board present. Do we have Treasurer Damshin on the line? Okay, not yet. Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Ogden? Okay, not yet. Kyle Stevens?
Present.
Okay. We got Nagi Zanotti.
Awake and ready to go.
Present, we have in the room Senator Winterton and Commissioner Lytle. Mayor Baker's on the line, correct?
Correct.
Commissioner Dalton is in the room. Greg Galecki? Not on the line yet. Okay, with that, we'll go ahead and get started. We have a very brief agenda here since I appreciate those of you accommodating. We had some tricky situations with a massive summit here in the city, making it very difficult to find hotel rooms for people. Who just joined us on the line?
Oh, this is Skylar
Davies.
Skylar, great. Anybody else just join us?
Yeah, Greg Galecki.
Thank you, Greg. So we'll jump into our briefing of upcoming meeting dates and locations. I think you have these on your calendar already for April and May. The next meeting date is April 4th, and the May date is May 2nd. Okay. These, I hope you'll plan a little bit extra time since we pushed several of the projects for review off of the March agenda to it'll just kind of stack up a little bit on these other two meetings. We'll make sure we have a working lunch ready for those two meetings. And those are both scheduled here at our offices. And then, of course, we have our June meeting planned in Vernal. More details to come on that.
What date?
The June retreat.
The second week, the 13th.
13th, 14th, 15th. Is that right? Yes. Okay, let's go to our financial review. Candace, anything you want to say about the financial review?
Right now, of course, we won't be funding a whole lot of these projects until June, but the mineral lease balance is again in the red by $12 million. The bonus fund is plump, and this application today is all loan. Note, interest rate can be higher than 2.5, but 2.5 is our standard. If it's out of the mineral lease fund, it can be any interest rate. That's it.
Okay. So we have two agenda items. One is the approval of the minutes. You've had those in your board doc packet. Does anybody want to make a motion on that?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, a motion to made by Commissioner Lytle to approve the minutes of February 7, 2019, seconded by Commissioner Dalton. Those on the phone, you're going to probably have to be fast to get a motion in. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Greg Galecki abstains because I wasn't there.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Any opposed? And one abstention from Mr. Galecki. The minutes are approved. Let's go to our project for consideration, Santa Clara City. I'll have Candace give a briefing on this. I know we have our applicants on the line. We'll go to you in just a minute, but we'll start with Candace.
The application for review today is Santa Clara City. This is for the new Chapel Street Bridge construction. Their request to CIB is for a $2,100,000 loan, 20-year at 2.5%, all loan. They have applicant cash of $898,613 and other local cash for $565,000. Santa Clara has been working with Washington County Council of Governments to secure $547,000 in corridor preservation funds to purchase the rights of way from property owners to extend Chapel Street south across a new bridge. Part of this will be to be a redundant bridge because there's only one bridge in and out of this area. It will help with fire issues. The city does have $1,766,000 in impact fees available for the project. Because of the sensitivity of the stream alteration permits, lead time on steel, and the fire code issues, Santa Clara also requests CIB board suspend the rules and fund the bridge project today.
Thank you, Candace. I know we have our applicants on the line. Anything you want to add to what Candace has briefed us on?
This is Mayor Rosenberg, only that we bid the bridge project, and we got a bid that was about $800,000 lower than the engineer's estimate, and so we want to proceed quickly to take advantage of that good bid, get the steel ordered and stuff while we can take advantage of it. But it's the second bridge is definitely needed over there. We've been working with the COG to get the right-of-ways purchased and to work with the environmental issues on the stream. I think we've got those solved, so we'd just like to get going as soon as we can.
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, Mr. Zanotti?
I have been to the COG meeting. I'm aware of the funding support from the COG, and I've also been in the project site. I've seen the location, and I've been briefed by the mayor himself, and I would like to make a motion to approve by virtue of the scene that there's only $1.6 million of their own monies are in this project. And Mayor has been an engineer by himself, and he's one of the frugals in the state of Utah. I know him personally. So I would like to make a motion to approve that and suspend and fund.
I'll second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. We kind of bypass questions if anybody has questions. Let's.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner Ogden. Yes.
I had a couple questions. Reading in the project description, there was a part in there that was talking about the purchase of some property. Has that been completed?
Yes.
Okay, that was one of my questions. I have one more. I noticed in the engineering part of things, you've only got 4%. I'd like to know the engineering firm because I'd really like to have 4% for engineering in Spirit County.
Yeah, that is for the construction engineering only. The design engineering has already been paid for.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Other questions from board members on the phone?
Just Greg Galecki, just a quick question. So I guess the $18,000 in legal, that was a lot of that for purchasing property. Is that correct?
Yes, this is Brock Jakes, and that is with purchase of the property and also bond counsel for this for the funding.
And then you mentioned environmental use. I assume you already got the stream alteration permit from water rights and, you know, any of the other in-stream EA things you need to do.
Yes. Yeah, we've got the stream alteration permit has been issued. And we're ready to go. We've got some construction windows that we're trying to deal with. That's one of the reasons why we want to meet immediately.
And then a lot of the, a lot of literature had spoken about trying to get a grant. Is part of that good bid, is that why you went away from the grant?
Well, we typically, we ask for part of the grant, and we end up getting all loan. I'm fine going for all low interest loan and getting started immediately. We're willing to proceed asking for the grant.
Okay. You missed your window for high water.
Say that again?
You missed your window for high water.
Oh, no. You should be here right now.
That's what I mean. I know you got high water.
Yeah, there's 2,000 in the river right now, and Gunlock is full, so every time it rains, we see it again.
Now, that's what
so
I mean.
Are you trying to do it this spring, or are you going to you have to wait till summer?
We'll have to let some of the flows recede, but we want to get the steel order placed and get that steel coming. We're going to try and do the center pier as soon as we can because of the environmental issues. And hopefully it'll recede back off in the next week or so, and we'll be able to do that. We got the contractor ready to go. He's probably going to start to mobilize in the next 2 weeks. We're hoping it'll dry up a little bit, and we can get that vent drilled and get going.
It looks like a great project.
Thank you, sir.
Further questions from board members on the phone? Hearing none, how about board members in the room? Any questions? Seeing none, we have a motion by Mr. Zanotti and seconded by Commissioner Dalton to approve a $2,100,000 20-year, 2.5% loan, suspend and fund. I'll call a question. I'll do just a roll call vote, make sure we get everybody's tabulated here. Treasurer Damption, are you on the line yet? Not present. Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Ogden?
Yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
Mr. Zanotti?
Yes.
Senator Winterton?
Yes.
Commissioner Lytle?
Yes.
Mayor Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Dalton?
Yes.
And Mr. Galecki?
Yes.
Okay, chair rules that passes unanimously. Suspend and fund. With that, we have no other items for discussion, so I'd entertain one last motion.
So moved.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.